you think it's a delicate balance you have to really work at? Because everybody remembers what happened with Jane Fonda when she went to Vietnam.
Well, the balance certainly is. Jane Fonda became cannon fodder for anybody who wanted to attack her for any reasons, and certainly probably we'll come. I'm involved with groups who are part of a constituency. You know, I'm not a lone ranger out here speaking out. I'm part of a community, but that community is my religious community, where their community is my community, which I live in, who are concerned about this war. So with these people that I know, with these families, we all come with that as part of it. And I think what is often tried to do is to remove us from the community is if we live in some isolation from what happens. You know, this war affects me. I pay taxes as well. So I must have something to say about this war because I pay taxes in much more taxes than a whole lot of people pay. So
do you have a message for Tony Blair, who's supporting the war?
Well, I don't have. I mean, the people have spoken in England. They have their message for Tony Blair. I don't need to speak. Enough has been said to Tony Blair about the war, you know, about what he should be doing about this war and what side he should be on in terms of this war. And the people have spoken really loud and clear today in England.
Do you ever worry that you could get blacklisted because of your involvement in terms of speaking out?
Man, you can worry about so many things in life, man. I can walk around here and the car hits me in a minute, and I can't worry about that stuff. I have to move on because every day in life we're challenged every day in single in life to do what we think is right to do and to serve what we think is right to serve, you know. And I think my opinion is that I'm going to do that. I'm not worried about that. I'm going to do the work. Whether I'm going to act or get a job is not dependent upon whether I speak out, you know.
Should there be an invasion of Iraq in the United States?
Well, I think people are concerned about that to a certain extent. The people in the region are concerned about the possibility of further terrorist activity if Iraq is attacked. The people in the region are worried about their own lives. I mean, I don't know with the security that you get in the airport and the security here, I don't know what we have to worry about that much, but certainly the people in the region are concerned about that. The world is concerned about that.
Given the size of the opposition, do you think the war can be stopped?
What opposition?
The opposition around the world to this war.
Oh, that opposition. I thought the other opposition. Well, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that it can be stopped. I'm hopeful that this is one step in building and mobilizing in such a way, unlike we've known before. This is our planet. This is our planet. This is our planet that we have to take care of and we have to support. This is our world. You know, it's not the world of a few, it's the world of many. And we are the many. We are the many.
Hey, Danny, what do you think about the U.S. media coverage of opponents of this war? Have they gotten a fair shake, do you think?
Who, the media?
The opponents of this war here in this country. Has the U.S. media done a good job in covering that side of the issue?
They've done a good job, you know. I mean, if we were selling bonds, war bonds, they'd be on our case. They'd be kicking down our door. But we're telling something else. We're selling an idea that we can have a say and that we should have a say in whether this war is prosecuted or not prosecuted. And that's a different kind of responsibility. And they don't believe in that kind of responsibility. That's the kind of responsibility is that's real democracy, not the sham democracy that is often promoted by the established media.
To your mind, what should news journalism be doing now that it isn't?
Well, my mind, it should have more views. I mean, you see general after general after general after general talking about democracy, I'd be kind of scared if I saw general after general talking about democracy. But what I'm saying is that it doesn't have a balanced view. We know that. We know what I'm saying. We get another view from what is really going on and what an information is from other sources. And I'm trying to hear Mr. Belafonte speak. Okay.